This is Smoke Break Podcast. Our guest today is Fresno famous cannabis entrepreneur, Waxy the Duke.
I'm right here in the room right now with the most infamous, two infamous guys out here in the Central Valley. I got Mr. The Real Neil Diamond.
I would say four infamous guys.
Oh. Yeah. Then I got Big Waxy. And we got Mr. George up in here right now. Mr. Bossman right here.
I don't have an intro.
No intro. I don't even got an intro.
Waxy always comes through with some fucking fire, man.
What do you got?
I can smell this.
Audio's good. So now we're right. I didn't mention his name. We got the sound engineer, Mr. Moses.
Damn, always up to something.
So, for people that know you, that don't know you, Waxy, which that isn't a lot of people. Everybody pretty much knows you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your brand and, you know, what you've been doing the last, you know, couple days since this whole thing's been happening around the world. You know, it affects us, too. Affects all of us in the industry, you know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Did it affect you, Waxy?
Oh, yeah, of course. Everything's going to affect all of us. Everything is motion. Everything affects everything. So in an industry where we're dependent on other people who make money to also help us, because we're only as big and only grow as much as the customers and what's put into the product. I can make all the product I want in the world. If nobody's going to be eating 100 bags of jerky and candy, I'm just going to be having a whole bunch of candy and jerky.
Right.
So my philosophy has always been, it's never about me. It's always we. And everything's Team Waxy. So none of this is built for me. It's built for the whole team.
Correct.
Move forward and always have something to push. Like this is certified. This is me. This is my life. My everything is behind this. I touch everything in my brand. Every bag I touch, everything has my fingerprints on it. I'm not like these commercial guys and put out stuff just to put it out and try to, you know, do stuff. I'm a patient first. That's why I started this. That's literally how this started 5 years ago. I was just another pedestrian like we all are, just another human being. And I had an idea because I was making really good jerky at the time. And I make different kind of jerky. I make gourmet jerky. I don't make beef jerky. There's a big difference. A lot of people don't know that.
That jerky's bomb.
I use steak. Thank you. A lot of people use brisket. They use the bottom of the cow. And that's just a more rubbery, a more different, just a different type of material to work with. So mine is literally the steak. And that's why I call it steak in a bag. So when I would go to these festivals and go get jerky and stuff, I didn't really like what I was trying.
Maybe we would talk.
Make our own, and that's how this started.
Yeah, just to let you know, that's a Waxy dab. He's choking on.
Some of that Waxy shit.
Oh man!
So when I did start this, I was Waxy. Look at my sandals. That was my original brand. These are 5 years old. My thing was seeing the big picture, knowing that I could create a brand. I thought, and then so once I became. Once my name started getting bigger and bigger and bigger through the grace of God, and mainly, honestly, through Dr. Brokeley. He was the first one. I've heard a million no's. Everyone needs to hear that. I would bake the jerky. No, it's not that good. No, it's not that great. No, it's not this. No, it's not that. I mean, thousands of no's. You know, sometimes I go home and cry. Even right now, like, it still affects me because I remember it. It's still, you know, how this thing got started. And like I said, I'm super blessed. I put in 28 hours a day and 9 day weeks for sure. I promise you that. I slept in my car. I've done all that stuff. So,
hell yeah.
But once, like I said, it got going, and I met Broke Leg, and he just told me to come down to High Times. My first cut 5 years ago, gave me a spot at his booth. I went down there with some bags. I was blown away. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. I had never even been to an event like that. I didn't even sell my jerky. I put my shit on a table and ran around like a kid and had fun and saw all these famous people. And that was the first day I met Cookie Monster 415. Same day, like I said, Dr. Broke Leg, and now 5 years later, I know a lot of people in the industry, but we're all friends. It's not like, you know, we're giants. I don't ever see myself like that. I'm just another dude, you know. I'm just a humble dude, just doing me. That's it.
For sure. You're
trying to always put other people on. It's about other people. You know, I put Real Neil Diamond. You know, he had a jewelry thing. I hit him up one night, 11 o'clock at night. DM'd him, hey, man, I need to talk to you. I need to see you tomorrow. I need you to do stuff. Neil.
Good story there, bro. Like right before midnight, New Year's.
You see, I don't even remember. I just know I said,
we were talking to like 9:45. Yeah. I was like, hey, 15 more minutes, it's like New Year's, yeah.
And I had some ideas, and we broke bread, and he made things kind of like. Gave him my Dabberai swords, first person on earth to get Dabberai swords laced out with diamonds on it.
Yeah. It's the only one that's got two of them.
Yeah, no, those things are hard.
The hot one. I've never shown anyone the hot one.
Yeah.
And same thing, that's the motto, putting other people on. I could have just said, hey, do this for me, you know, and take all the glory and stuff. Why would I want to do that? That's not fair.
Seems fucking and awesome. We got fucking Waxy here in the podcast. It's like the first time I talked to Waxy. Yeah. Heard about him. Fucking Fresno famous and shit.
There's a lot of talent here in the Valley, man. People have been sleeping on the Valley for a long time, and that was kind of my thing too.
You know, when I first came out, as far as you know, with my events and stuff like that, you supported me. I always remember you supporting me.
Absolutely.
You know, I know a lot of people were like, "Who in the fuck is 559 Dabber throwing these sessions?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you always promoted my stuff and. You know, I'm always grateful for that.
That's
you
all.
Know, it's been it's I've been doing love. It now for almost 5 years straight. Mm-hmm. Seeing the downfalls and the upfalls of the underground world to now, you know, even evolving to going to legal cannabis now.
Yeah, where we're you at. Know, yeah, on our delivery service and all that good stuff. You know, it's like I said, it's always about supporting other people. You make good relationships, you make good business. My motto is network to make work. You can't network sitting at home. You can't do stuff. You got to get to the streets. You got to put your feet to the street. You got to be kind. You got to know how to talk to people. People got to want to talk to you. You got to remember, I'm not forcing nobody to fuck with me. Nobody. I'll never say my stuff is great. Nothing. I let the people speak for me. You won't hear it from me. My mom didn't raise me like that. So I just think a little different. And like I said, I saw the bigger picture. So right now we're smoking my weed, using my lighter, wearing my sweatshirt with my sweatpants on, with my socks on, with my sandals on. And I didn't bring my hat on just because I don't need to.
And my in 420 college office.
Yeah. And my shirt underneath is a Kush Stock Award winning shirt.
So. That's what's up. What?
What's all up? With the black diamonds, with the W representing the brand, you know, don't worry about all that. Though. It's all love.
Sick ass change.
100% love to Wax. Believe it or not, being in Fresno as long as I have, doing this industry as long as I have, a lot of folks that I've been doing this stuff. You know, what I'm saying that we were doing back in the days. You know, you guys ran and props to all that, man. You guys, you know, kept your shit straight and like you say, you don't screw people. Don't fuck with people, you know what I mean? Keep honest, man, you know, making honest days bread every day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And anybody everybody owes people anything, you know, you're going to have situations come up where, you know, things just don't go right. So things might take a little bit longer, but, you know, you're always going to make it right. That's just
how it's all about making it right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, when I started back here back in 09, I had my first dispensary here. In Fresno, I started that shit back in June. And then they came after us like about 4 months in business. And I was working with a lot of people might even know him. I don't want to name their names yet, but he's a pretty well known Armenian cat in town. We're doing the deliveries in Fresno, Lover Bro, back in 09. And then they came after us like in October and forced us to shut down and sued us and took us to court here in Fresno. And bro, they came after us, and I still got the business license. I showed Jaime and shit from back in 09, bro. And I showed him my court paper and stuff like that from back then. And they sued us and made us shut down, and they promised us that, hey, you know what? When we change the ordinance, you guys will go back to business.
Right.
So we're sitting here waiting for that day, you know what I mean? And ever since then, we hit the road on the straight. You guys got to change these laws. You have to pass some laws and regulations to allow people to get in business. That was our big thing. That was my big thing, which was, hey, man, like, you got to stop fucking with people. Yeah, like, these are regular fucking people, you know what I mean? It's America. They're chasing the American dream. There's a product, you know what I mean? There's people that want the product, and so they're fulfilling a service of, and basically it's not like they're stealing and robbing and doing all kinds of crazy ass stuff and shit. You know what I mean? It's just regular growers, farmers,
right.
regular processors. These are like some, bro, like I've ran into these people throughout my 11 years here in the industry. And you know what? A lot of, I'm not going to say everybody's great because there are always some bad apples are here and there. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about working things out. But for the most part, it's regular people. And we're just tired of seeing this shit get fucked up. So we're advocating all over the state, man, from city to city to city to city, meeting with different politicians, council members, city managers, city attorneys. Hey, you guys got to change. You guys got to change. Writing letters, writing emails. Like, that was my life the past 10 years, bro. And doing the seminars throughout the state, up and down California and shit. You know, it's in a way, it's an act of advocating for cannabis as well, because I'm over there with my constituents and my network and the people that I work with, preaching, telling people what the laws are, what the regulations are for how to get in business. Like, you know, you don't have to do this illegally, bro. Like, there is a certain right. way that you can do, and you can get into business, and, you know, we'd give them the paperwork and all that. You know, sometimes our seminars get as big as 100 people in there, you know. And we, up and down the state, that's where we went, teaching people how to get in the cannabis industry. And now the regulations are finally here.
Oh, yeah.
It happened the way we wanted to, but unfortunately, they ended up fucking everybody outside of the business. And now you either got to have, like, some millions and some Wall Street money and shit to get in the business.
Right.
Or be an NFL player and shit from Buffalo Bills. I'm not naming any names and shit, but certain somebody that used to play for a certain team in the AFC's Eastern Conference, okay, in the state of New York.
Yep.
There's three teams in there. I'm not going to say which one, but he's from Clovis. You know what I mean? And have that money. You could be able to fucking go to a city and tell him, yo, you know, change for me, please.
Yep.
And shit. And they do. But you know what? They fuck Waxy out of a license, too, because they don't let Waxy, they don't give him an opportunity and shit
right.
to fucking be like, yo, man, you know what? Fuck, I want to fucking get a license and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to get a fucking license. Waxy, you know, Neil, you know, Jaime, everybody, bro. Like, how many people, why can't it be like the American way of life? You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like the American way of life, bro. Like, you know, you walk into City Hall, you fill out an application, you comply with some bullshit they want you to fucking comply with or whatever, you pay them their money, and they give you and say, yo, here you go, you know what I mean? Boom. Go do your thing and shit, and then let the free market economy, which is America's backbone, fucking prevail. Who produces the best fucking product, bro? You know, like...
I
that's what
the best product.
Exactly, bro. That's how it should be. But not well, like the way it is right product. Now with people that are fucking just reserving this shit for just a certain few.
Right, right. And plus, too, all the people that put in the hard work to build a brand, people, when they go to these sessions, it's different. You know, there's people that were a patient last week, and this week they're a vendor. So I get all that. That's cute and stuff, but I've been doing this, like I said, 4 or 5 years.
I can say that the sessions are burned the fuck out. I'm going to say that right now.
I can say that the sessions in L.A. are burnt the fuck out.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Everybody's just...
Fuck. I went to a session in L.A. for the first one. It was elbow to elbow. It was like a hallway. Elbow to elbow. And the worst fucking weed ever, Sunday, the worst wax ever.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just
like they didn't want to spend. I was like, regretted spending 20
people in
bucks
LA
on.
And a couple of people here in Fresno.
Yeah, don't
I can say they're just trying to get in just to make a buck, you know. And it's horrible, horrible quality, everything.
Yeah,
you know,
but I can see that Fresno has better quality. I mean, of course, because the Duke's out here and shit, but
yeah, right,
but yeah, that shit sucks, man. I went to Denver, Colorado, right, to meet up with this client of mine, and he's a big trader of like chilies, right, like dried chilies and stuff. And this guy makes thousands of dollars all these fucking chilies, and he has a line now of CBD products. And I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, man, check it out, try it out. Like, they're expensive. It's like $150 for this, 100%. And I'm just like. Do you sell? He's like, kind of. He's like, I go and stock the stores, and then he like takes them out and stuff, but he goes himself and stocks the store CBD products.
Yeah, it's like maintaining a vending machine, bro. Like yeah. You have your stops, like even those little gumball machines and shit. Oh, like yeah, that's yeah. a good money making business for right sure. there.
CBD.
Yeah, CBD yeah, or whatever, yeah, but you yeah. have to maintain all those, so you go yeah, hit all yeah. those things, always fill them and shit. But it's a legit job, fool. Like yeah. it's a legit.
What's crazy? Business. What's crazy is that I'm saying is that like he doesn't sell weed or anything.
No.
And also he sells chilies, dried chilies, and all of a sudden he's over here, fucking selling CBD and shit, distributing CBD.
Hustling, bro. Congratulations to him, man. I wish him many years of success.
But here's the thing too, is that people are not gonna buy unless they know the name, you know.
Yeah.
Like the product, the name of the product sells too. Like.
Oh yeah, most people these days, they can't hustle if it's not a product.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
it's not a product anymore. They gotta hustle a brand.
Yeah. Shit. The brand says it all. I mean.
Yeah, it's a special champ. You know what I'm saying? That creates something out of nothing and shit. And then gets people to want it. You feel me?
Because even though he's doing all this stuff, he's not really selling as much. He's telling me too. He's not. It's not all that good.
There's a few ways to sell it, but if you're smart about it, you could push the numbers.
Oh yeah, that's what you said. The product is good. He said the product works.
It's just the way you push it, though. That's the difference. Yeah. With everything, you know, it's always the hustler.
It's the bro. It's. I'm gonna tell you guys right now, bro. It's all in presentation, fool. Like. Think, you know, being in business as long as I have, in different sectors, it's all presentation. And you know what I'm saying? I got one of the best right here. What? Yeah, bro.
I mean, if you want to challenge her, I'm up for it.
Real, bro.
Don't let me get on 3D. I'll fuck your shit up.
No. Oh, yeah. Look at him.
Yeah, that 3D shit is fucking crazy.
He's been watching me.
You like gotta be stoned to be doing
that
shit.
He still doesn't have to learn. Hey. How long were you at my shop?
Fuck, probably like 2 weeks.
You can't even make one even like a little donut on the CAD program.
Nah, I'll just pay someone to do it real quick.
Yeah, I remember when he first came in, and I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna design this thing for you." And he's like, "How are you gonna do it?" And I was like, "Just sit down and watch." So I started. It was that rod piss pendant. Right?
Oh yeah.
So he sat down. And he started watching me, and then Zach started coming out with the fucking camera and stuff. And I'm right here sitting down, got the picture up, started going 3D, and then did it within like 2-3 hours. Huh?
Yeah, that was crazy. It's just crazy how you can change shapes into anything you want.
Goes from flat to 3D.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. Yeah. And to make it into an object, especially taking a flat image idea.
It's funny because some people think it's like Photoshop, but it's not.
Fuck no. You're doing digital scalping or whatever it's called. You're literally carving your shapes into place to make it look where it's at. You know, exactly. This was an artist.
Because it's the design, fool. It's the idea, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then being able to put that shit together.
Like. Yeah, like I have a cousin. He does like same thing. For Fine Divers. He does a graphic design and stuff. And he's like, teach me. I'm like, all right, I'll teach you so you can help me. And I was like, I'll give you jobs and stuff. He's like, all right. So he came to my house from LA. He came all the way from Fresno for a weekend just to learn, like a quick course and stuff to do easy jobs. So we were drinking it, like smoking and stuff. We started designing at night, and I start, and he's like, all right, cool, I'm following you. And then I go 3D, and he's like, all right, okay, how did you do that? And I started showing him, and then I'm going 3D, and then I start adding the stones and everything. And he goes, dude, you lost me a long time ago, just keep going. It's just nice looking at your work. He's like, just.
This
he's like, I'm not gonna learn. He's like, I'm not gonna learn. This was a badass. That fucking graphic design. He's like, I'm not gonna learn this shit.
I wouldn't mind, but it's just, man, I got no time. I'm designing all this other stuff. You know.
We got like 5 minutes left. Okay. I think there's still a lot to say. Like, there's a lot of things that are going on. Just fucking stupid COVID-19.
Oh my god.
Global pandemic. Has us on lockdown, bunker down, in our quarantine Fresno office.
Our wax money.
What quarantine?
What quarantine, exactly?
you know, I was on Facebook earlier, and these guys, and this, I follow this page called Boiler Room, and these guy, this guy's just DJing, and it's a whole room, it's a whole warehouse in Italy right now of people just partying. 100, 200 people more party.
Damn,
that's what we should be doing.
In Italy, it's just straight underground. It says live in quarantine.
I think people like that if they listen to us, just stay in touch, stay tuned. Like listen to us because we'll be having like hosting little parties.
Yeah, we'll be posting little parties.
We'll be giving out updates.
Yeah, I'll be DJ Neo in the mix.
DJ Neo,
DJ Neo Diamond in the mix.
What happened if you haven't already fucking watched it?
So I want to say thank you to everybody for that's here, Waxy, Neil, George, Moses, Damien.
Yeah, thanks, Damien. Thanks, Mike. Your creative partners in this podcast. You'll be seeing more of them.
AKA Dr. D.
Dr. D.
Shout out 420 Call.
Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to CBDandHempWarehouse.com.